Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Okay, thank you for calling me back, Dustin.
You're very welcome. And so that I can see if I maybe have to locate the account, may I have your zip code, please?
76522.
Thank you. So that was 76522.
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Wendy Holloway.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can see if I may have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Sure. 604 Barber Drive, Coppers Cove, Texas, 76522.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Okay. I ordered something online. I thought it was I can't even think offhand. It might have been a mixer. And the transaction was on 9/30 for $5.74. And then a few days later, I was also charged $58.95, and I did not authorize that, and I was wondering what that was for.
So what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a welcome gift, a chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a mixer, and it would have stated at the top of the page that it is $574 for the contest, and that you would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store. And by signing up, you would be paying $56.95 a month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronic savings store.
I did not want that, and I would like to have that charge reversed and that canceled, please.
If you'll give me just a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take just one moment. So, yes, what I'm showing that I would be able to do, since that is a valid charge, you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with the transaction, is that I would be able to issue a 35% refund.
Okay, and then cancel it out, please?
Yes, I would be able to get the account canceled to prevent all future charges.
Okay.
And that will take me just one moment to get that processed. Okay, I have got that process, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else that I could assist you in?
No, but I never received any discount cards or anything. Am I supposed to be receiving it, or is it just a scam kind of a thing?
Yes, that gift card would have been sent to your email.
Because if I would have gotten it, I would have noticed something. So I've never received anything.
So, yes, I do want to make sure we do have that correct email address on file. That was wenzet@aol.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. May I ask if you checked your spam or junk folder to make sure it did not go there?
Yes, I check that every day. And what would it be? Who would it be from?
If you will give me just a moment to double check exactly which email address it would be coming from, it would take just a moment. So, yes, I'm showing that the email address would be support@trytrueproductsforless.com.
I'll look back and see if there's anything in there. Because I get so many spam emails that could have... I may have just deleted it too. I'm thinking it was spam. So, because if it's a different address, and then is it the drawing for the? So I had to pay $5 for a drawing. Is that what you're telling
yes,
me?
Yes, the $5.74 would have been for the contest for the, looks like KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. Okay. And then you'll, in 5 to 7 business days, refund 35% back to my account.
Yes, you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.